Start again.
Where are you from, Alice?
I'm from Pershore.
Great. And who do you live with?
I live with my mum, my nan, my granddad, and our dog, Monty.
What sort of dog have you got?
Flat coat retriever. He's huge. Massive.
Just,
Yeah, about here. But if he stands up on his back legs, he's over 6 foot. He's huge. Massive.
What?
Yeah. Honestly. I know.
Will he be joining in with youth work?
He could come along. He's really naughty, but he could come along.
Great, okay. So, and what do you do to relax? Let's find out a bit about how you kind of like relax.
Okay. I love sport. Football is just, I would play it every day if I could. I also love to read. So if I'm trying to sort of unwind, I'll read a book and I can be lost in a book for weeks on end.
What sort of book would you read? What's your genre?
Or anything. I like sort of my mystery novels at the moment. I do love a mystery novel.
Love a mystery.
Yes.
Okay, great. So what sort of, what would you take on a desert island? What sort of book would you take?
Oh, that's a difficult one.
You got a favourite? So I'm putting you on the spot.
I just love books. It could be anything. I have got a miniature library at home. I do love a book. But on a desert island, you need a survival book. Bear Grylls would have to go. Definitely.
What are you thinking there?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is a bit of a random question.
Okay.
If you could be an Avenger or any sort of superhero, what power would you have? And I
want to
know why.
Oh, that's so tricky. The power of healing.
The power of healing?
Yes, I would.
Oh, that's great.
I would.
Why would you have the power of healing?
So I can help more than I already can.
Oh, that's great. Do you know what that reminds me? Is it Lucy in Narnia? Lucy in Narnia gets given the gift of healing, the little pot of potion.
I love that, yeah.
Yeah. Great. Oh, that's great. Thank you. So why do you have the pleasure of meeting you here on Sunday morning? Why are you here this morning?
I'm here because I'm going to be Cole's new youth worker. But I thought I'd come, say hello, meet some new faces. Some faces hopefully I'll be seeing a lot more in my everyday role. So that you can get to know me and I can get to know you.
Great, okay. But you haven't actually started yet.
I haven't.
So what is your start date?
16th of December. 13th is my last day at my current role.
So you only get 2 days off?
I do.
What are you doing for those 2 days?
Sleeping. I'm going on a residential that week, so
I am. Oh yes. My goodness. What resi are you doing?
We're going down to Devon to do its really sort of abstract, high ropes, bungee jumping, all sorts. Just
In December.
Yes.
Like,
it's actually for NCS, really? Which Stephen's been on, haven't you?
Have you been on it, Stephen? Is it, what's the worst thing there?
It changes all the time.
Oh, okay. This one's down in Devon. Where did you go for yours?
PGL.
PGL's lovely.
Oh my goodness, in a minute we're going to just pray for you. I think you should be praying for that.
Yeah. Please do.
You mentioned December. Okay, so you've got 2 days off to sleep.
I have, 2 days off to sleep.
So we need to be really nice to you next week. Claire and the Uncle Claire, just be really nice. Tom, be nice. Okay, so thank you for that. Is there anything else that anybody want? A nice question that anyone's burning that they just want to find out, like, do you speak Japanese or anything?
I don't.
Any question burning? Colin, you look like you've got like 20 questions burning. Roger?
If you weren't a youth worker, what would you want to be?
Great question.
Clinical psychologist.
Ooh. I would like to be a clinical psychologist. They get paid
loads of money. They do. I think we've got a question.
Great one.
Yeah, Claire.
Who wants another question?
Question down here.
Jacob.
Oh, do you really want to know?
Did you hear the question?
Okay.
What football team does she support, really?
Birmingham City.
Birmingham City.
I'm waiting for the laugh, yeah. Birmingham City.
I don't know, is that good, Jacob? Is that a good answer?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What about you? What's your favourite football team? Liverpool. Oh, okay. Okay, that's a good team to support. Definitely.
Great. Do you know what? I'm not going to ask for any more because I think it'd be great at the end when we're having teas and coffees. Go and ask your burning questions or your nice questions.
You can ask me anything.
Like, where do you walk one to the dog? That sort of nice question. Okay. Great. So is it all right? We're going to just pray for you. Just okay. Sort of bless you as you start your youth work. Because obviously we've been very excited by it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been a long journey.
Great. Alright. I'm going to pray and I'm just going to ask us all at the end, if it's okay, to really shout amen, which means I agree, as a sign of just saying yes, come on God, let's see what you've got for the youth and call. Alright? God, we want to say thank you. Thank you for Alice. Thank you for this opportunity to touch young people's lives in Coalwall and whoever is additional to that, the guys from Ledbury, the guys that live in Cradley and Maine, or whoever it is that turns up, we want to say thank you. God, you are a loving God. You have so much grace and forgiveness and joy and peace and love to pour out on young people who have got to figure out who they are in a world that doesn't really know who it is in many ways. So I just want to pray a blessing, God, on Alice. We want to ask you, Jesus, to pour into her wisdom, to pour into her grace, to pour into her love for these young people. Give her a real heart of compassion. And we just want to see your kingdom come through what she has to do in looking after and nurturing young people in all the different ways that they need nurturing. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much.